Oliver Street Elementary is in the Ironbound section of Newark. It's among a handful of schools in and around the city that is performing musicals based on Disney cartoon movies, funded by a $100,000 Disney grant to NJ PAC.
We did One Jump. We did Arabian Nights.
Earlier this week, Oliver Street School music teacher Ashley DeWitt is directing students as they prepare for next week's performance of Aladdin.
Well, when I saw the Aladdin show, I was really inspired by their costumes. So we actually got, you know, like some of our girls are wearing their belly dancer costumes. So it gave us a lot of ideas as far as costumes and even the set goes. The magic carpet was really cool. Wish we could do, but we've got our own magic carpet here too.
Wow, real magic carpet? Avis meet Aladdin. Aladdin meet Avis. Now hop on board and let's fly the friendly skies.
One of those who gets to ride that magic carpet is Aladdin himself, portrayed by Brandon, who's in fifth grade.
What do you like about being Aladdin?
I get to move around a lot. I have to memorize the lines, and I like that he's generous and nice.
Aladdin's personality wins over Princess Jasmine in the show. Oliver Street's Jasmine is Samantha, and she sings beautifully on stage, but that didn't happen overnight.
It's been taking a lot of time for us to get through the whole play in one day. It's fun, and I like having this role to play.
Jafar, what's going on here? Well, it seems the common street felt kidnapped. Your daughter in the marketplace. Luckily, my private guard saved her from certain death.
He didn't kidnap me, Father. He saved my life.
Details, details.
I commanded to free him immediately.
I'm afraid it's too late. The Shira is no more.
No, how could you?
But Jasmine, why were you out in the marketplace when the ancient law forbids it to?
Gabriel plays Jasmine's father, Sultan.
It's actually really fun being a lead and actually the father of Jasmine. She does want to save me, and she does show actually kindness to her father.
Getting youngsters to blend their voices takes hard work and patience. But music teacher Philomena Mastrolia says that's part of the rewarding process of working with the students.
Well, the one great thing is that most students are really excited about singing. So they're always really excited and enthusiastic. So that's something that is really great. And it's easier to bring it out of them when they're already excited about singing. And the rest, the pitches and singing together, that's just something that takes a lot of practice and focus.
Aladdin is set in a fictional Arabian city. Turning the auditorium stage into a palace is the work of visual arts teacher Rosalie Nascimento, who has done an amazing job all on her own time.
Definitely using whatever we have on hand. These are actually cardboard set backgrounds that were left over from last year. And I guess I've traveled to Morocco and got inspired from some of the buildings there.
Like me! You might never have a friend like me.
I must have that throne by any means. And there's one surefire way to get it.
The lamp post?
The lamp! Once I have it, the world will be mine.
Aladdin has a wonderful and dramatic villain, Jafar, a role that Kenneke says she's enjoying.
Yes, this is my first time, and it wasn't that hard. It's pretty cool because I never act that way before.
What's your favorite part about being Jafar?
When I get the lamp, that's my favorite part.
In Disney's movie Aladdin, the late Robin Williams stole the show as Genie. Tough shoes to fill in this production, but Carolina is ready. She was one of the stars of last year's production of Lion King.
Are you absolutely sure this is what you want, Master Dear?
I remember you from last year's production. You love doing this, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What about this genie character? If you were a genie in real life, would that be a lot of fun? And tell me why.
It would, because the genie's very energetic, and that's my actual personality in real life.
Everybody would like to be a genie, I think, that they could grant wishes. If you had one wish that someone could grant for you, what would that be?
To save all the dogs from dogfights and to not kill them if they don't get any owners in shelters.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. So I know you have family coming to watch you. How exciting is it to be in your second play here?
Very exciting. It was very fun last year, and I can't wait to show it again this year.
The cast consists of 3rd through 5th graders, who most of them have a speaking part or a section of a song. Director Ashley DeWitt says that's the beauty of the Disney-funded grant.
It's actually the Disney way through NJPAC to just make sure that each child in the cast feels important and like they have a very special role in the play.
I'll let Brandon give you another reason to get a ticket to Thursday's performance at Oliver Street School, his voice.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Great job. Thank you, everybody.
You can contact the Oliver Street School for more information about Aladdin. This is the WBGO Journal. I'm Doug Doyle.